Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We are five lines from the bottom of the words of Hadash. So now the Gemara is going to analyze the fact that someone who does dash, who's threshing on Shabbos, so the Gemara now quotes a Tana that according to Tosefta, Hadash v'menapetz v'hamenafet kulan melacha achasen, that someone who's threshing or you're beating the flax in order to remove it from the hard cover of its stalk, or if you're striking the cotton plant in order to remove the cotton seeds, those are all kulan melacha achas, they're all one type of labor. Rashi understands that some of them might even be, like Rashi has said before, that some of them might be even considered a tolda of dash. I think Rashi understands that when it comes to menapets, that would be a tolda of dash as well, not just part of the malacha. And either way, though, the Gemara quotes it all similar malacha to the aspect of dash. So now the Gemara continues that we said in the Mishnah, Hazura, Haborah, Vatochen, Vamirakid. The Mishnah told us you're going to be chayav, someone who is winnowing, someone who's sorting, or someone who's grinding, and someone who's sifting. So the Gemara now says, though, Haina Zorah, Haina Borah, Haina Merakid, that someone who's sorting, someone who's grinding, and someone who's sifting is all doing the same thing. They're all identical in the manner of which they're performed, right? They have the same objective. What are they doing? A person is separating the food and taking away the waste and the bad parts about it. So why is it necessary for the Mishnah to include all of them? So the Gemara now says, Abaye v'Rava d'Amar Tavayu, you need to, the Mishnah needs to tell you all of them, because kol milsa d'havi b'mishkan. Anything that was performed in the Mishkan for the purpose of the Mishkan, aga, this is a big machlokas we've shown him about what exactly does this mean. According to Rashi, Tosfos, and the Chachamim say this, it means that anything that was done in preparation for the building of the Mishkan. Okay, however, Rabbeinu Chananel and Rav Haigon, they explain that this was referring to things that were performed also for the purpose of Karbanos. So, just a fundamental machlokas of what it means that we're saying a reference to the Mishkan. Usually, people generally accept it as Rashi and Tosfos' reasoning, that it's how they actually built in the Mishkan. And afagav de'ika de'damile chashivle. Even though there are different malachos that are similar to it, the Mishnah is going to mention it, meaning every malacha that was performed in the Mishkan is going to be significant. So even though they really are one and the same in terms of how they are performed. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case of Elichshei Nami Kodesh, then the Persians also mention the malacha of pounding, that they used to pound the wheat in order to remove the outer kernel in the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, why don't we mention that one is essentially a different malacha? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Shekin Ani Ochal Pita Belo Ketisha. Abaye argues, Abaye says, because it's not, Rashi says, we're discussing things that are sidura of the pots, part of the bread making process, and this aspect of the Ketisha, of pounding it further, is only something that was done by rich people. Poor people would not eat their bread without pounding the wheat. So therefore, since it's not essential in making the process, this is not going to be considered an av malacha. So that's how Abaye understands. Within this, if this is how Rashi explains it. The shaila is how many korbanos a person would be chayav if you in fact did ketisha and also you did dash and you did them together. So what, how many would you be chayav? The Maharam understands within Rashi that you'd be chayav two different chatases, but the Sfasemis argues, we see that the Mishnah implies that you can only be chayav 39 in one day, so you can't be chayav 40. So it's just not in the list, it doesn't make sense there should be chayav it. So he thinks you're not going to be chayav two. And the shaila within the Rashi, though, with whether this is really considered av malacha, just not counted, or it's not really even considered av malacha. So now, either way, the Gemara says a different answer. The Gemara says, Rav Amar Hamani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Rebbe, it's Rebbe who says, Dam Ravas Malacha Varam Chaser. He derived that there are going to be, we saw before, he had it from the limud on the pasuk. So he says that there's going to be 39 v'ichashiv kodesh, and if you count it, the fact that you have to pound it, the wheat havil arba'imi would have had 40, and therefore it can't be considered an additional malacha. So really, we're assuming that they really are going to be in the same category as something else, and one would be then would only certainly be chayav only one chatas lafi rava. So the Gemara says, though, but if it's not really objective, then lipo chadim anach, then why don't you take out one of them within the borer category? We considered all of them. We considered borer, right? We had zoreh, borer, merakid. Why don't you take one of those out? And then Rashi says you would line it up better because you'd have two. You'd have kotesh and you would have kotesh and dash, and then in one side, and then you would have borer. Let's say you took out tochets. You'd have borer and merakid. You'd have two and two. It lineups better than having three and only one. So why don't you do like that? So the Gemara says, El Mechorte, Ule Al Kotesh, and you'll include pounding. The Gemara says, El Mechorte Kedabai, rather, that doesn't seem like a good answer, because really the Mishnah should have done that. If you're talking about logically what the order should have been, the Mishnah would have said two and two. So therefore, the Baya's answer makes more sense, that it's not part of the fundamental Iker point, of the essential point of the Sidur de Pas, of making the bread. So therefore, it was not included in the list. And then again, we had our Shaila, whether or not you'd be Chayav two Chatas or not, for someone who does his Malacha of pounding. Okay, now the Gemara is going to analyze the Malacha of Borer now. The Gemara says, Tanur Avanan, very important Malacha Maisa Sugya as well. Hayu lefanav mine oichlin. So if you had before him different types of food, okay, Borer v'ochel, he can select and he sort it out and he's allowed to eat it. Borer maniach, he's allowed to sort it and leave it for others to eat. V'lo yivor, but you're not allowed to sort it out. V'im birer chayav chatas. And if you did do sorting, you're going to be chayav achatas, you're going to violate the esed reisa of borer. To which the Gemara asks, my kamar. The first part of the braisa says a person's allowed to do borer, borer, bo'ochel, and the second part of the braisa tells you, lo yivra, and if you did, you're going to be chayav achatas. So the Gemara is saying, which is it? How the braisa is so sir minei ubei. So the Gemara suggests an answer. Amar ula, hachi kamar. This is the braisa is actually telling us, borer, bo'ochel, bo bayom. Person is allowed to sort for that day, and he's allowed to eat it. So doing it that day would be mutter. And also you're allowed to sort out for that day, leave others for others to eat. That's how the Tosos of the Rishonim explain, to leave it for others to eat, not with yourself to sort it out. However, you're not allowed to sort out what you want for the next day. And if you did, then you would be chayav chatas. To which the Gemara objects to this explanation of the braces. It says the Gemara, maski v'la Rav Chista. Rav Chista challenges the answer. The Gemara says, v'chi mutal le'efos le'bo bayom, v'chi mutal le'vashel bo bayom. Is it permissive? You say that there's a malacha of sorting out, of doing borer. So is it mutter to cook for Shabbos? Oh, tzorach Shabbos, I can cook now? Am I allowed to bake for Shabbos, not to cook for Shabbos? Of course not. It would be totally aser. So it can't be that this should be mutter. So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Chista, bor v'rochel pachas mikshir. Maybe this is how you explain the braisa. So someone is allowed to sort out the amount that's just less than the shear, which we saw before, is a kogaris, that's the size of a fig. So then you're allowed to be borer in that amount. Bor maniach pachas mikshir, also you're allowed to sort out an amount which is one would be less than one would be the shear, and also leave it out for others. Uchashir lo yivra, however, if you don't do it for the right amount, if you do the krogeres, if you do the size of a fig, v'imbir chayav chatas, if you did that, you would be chayav chatas, you'd violate the isur derisa. To which the Gemara rejects his answer also. The Gemara says, maskei l'Rav Yosef, l'chi mutter le'efos pachas mishir, is it mutter to bake less the amount someone is chayav? Of course you're not allowed to bake less the amount of that shear. Rashi says that if you do that, that's chatzis shear. The concept of chatzis shear, machlokes reishlach, is Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Paschal, like Rabbi Yochanan. The chatzis shear is aser min haTorah. If you cook less than the shear, one would be chayav adin deoraisa. And just to point out, it does not mean that someone takes food that requires a certain amount of cooking, and you cook it less than that amount, and it's not even edible at all. It means that you take less than a krogeres, less than a fig size, and you cook that fully as that. Because if you take food that's fully not edible, and you're cooking that, that's a chatzi malacha, that's not chatzi shir. Even Rashi would agree, you're not going to be chayav achatas. The din over here is that if you take the less than a shir, so you cook less than a dried fig amount, you dried half a fig, and you fully cook it, so that would be the din daraisa of bishul, and so that would be the iser daraisa. However, you're not, the difference between chatzi shir and regular is what you're punishable by the death penalty or malchus, whatever the issue is, that you would still be chayav. So that's just agav, it leads to machlokes within this Rashi, is extending it. Well, how do we view someone who writes one letter on Shabbos? If a person writes one letter, is he chayav midoraisa because you did a chatzi shir? Or that would be closer to the second example, we give a chatzi malacha, it wouldn't be chayav at all. It's really machlokes achronim. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, seems to paskin that it's a din deoraisa. However, the shud chesed la Avram, the author of the Tumim, and the Sefer Magen Avos, they hold that there's no issue whatsoever. It's like this example of a chatzi malacha, which would be the Rashi's first example, not be chayav. Okay, that comes out of this Gemara. But either way, so the Gemara is saying that for sure it's usher to do less than the shear. So you can't explain that the Braisa would tell you that it's a mutter to do it less than a shear. So now the Gemara says another answer. The Gemara says, Ela Marav Yosef, borev ochel biyad. A person is allowed to eat a lot of sort if he uses his hands to do it. Bor maniach biyad, and you're allowed to sort and leave it out for others. Bekanet of a timchol lever. However, you're not supposed to use this type of a large tray, and also a larger plate, which were things which were used to sort. There's a Tzadik Rashi explains them as things that were used. They were things that Israel used to sort, but it's not fully the derech. The normal derech would be using a sifter, things like that. However, if you use those things, v'impera part of alasu, there's only a din derabanan. Using this, because Rashi says it's kalachriyat, it's not the normal derech, like we just pointed out. You would use, the normal derech would be to use a sifter. So if you're not using a sifter, using this thing, it's only iser derabanan because it looks bad, because someone's going to see these things. It very closely resembles the way you use a sifter, so therefore Rashi says it would be usr. But using your hand, that doesn't resemble at all. There's no semblance of an iser at all, and that's totally mutter. However, nafak vara lo yivra, using a sieve or a sifter, we're mentioning over here, is you're not allowed to use that. And if you did, v'imber chayv chattas, one of the chayv, a dinda reisa of a chattas, because that's the derech, and that's the way of sorting. You're sorting out on Shabbos. To which the Gemara asks a kasha, and this also, the Gemara says, maski flor of imnur. Imnur asks a kasha, though. Midi kana v'tam chayk tani. Did the reisa use the lashon of using a tray or this plate? It doesn't use this lashon at all. So what do you tell? How are you just fitting this lashon into the reisa? So therefore, Rav Nuna answers another explanation. Elam Rav Nuna, this is the reisa meant to say. Borer v'ochel ochel mitocha psoles. Someone is allowed to sort out the food from the bad food, meaning you're allowed to take out the good from the bad. You're allowed to take out the good from the bad because Rashi says that would be not the issue of borer in that circumstance. And now, borer maniach olcha mitoch apsolos, also someone is allowed to take out the food from the bad part and leave it over for others. You're not taking the bad part out. However, psolos v'dechogah lo yivra, you're not allowed to take the bad from the good. V'im bira chayiv chatas. If you did that, you would be violating an iser de'oraisa. People have to be very careful with this. If you have a ta'arovis, you have a mixture, and you discern part that you don't like, you're not allowed to take out the bad from the good. This is going to be the first klal. We're going to give the three klals after, but this is the first klal. You're not allowed to take out the bad from the good, and that would be an iser de'oraisa. That's in the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, he says, I don't understand, if a person doesn't learn Hilchos Shabbos, it's kimat impossible for him not to violate an iser de'oraisa every Shabbos, and his example is borer. He says that there's for sure, there's so many, we see these rules are complicated. A person doesn't realize how many people don't like a certain part of the fish. And there's very complicated halachas, what's a taroves or not? Let's say putting even a carrot on a gefilte fish might be a shaila, made it into a taroves. Taking that off might be a very big shaila if a person doesn't like the carrot. So that, again, the person really knows to learn the halachas of borer very carefully because it's a mamish. It's not just, we should learn every halacha, even derabanan. But here we're talking about mamish and iser d'oraisa min haTorah chiyuv chatas, chiyuv misa, rachman al tzav, a person did it, b'mezid. Now the Gemara continues, maskif la baya, baya ask akash. He says, "Midi ocha mitoch psolak tani." The Braisa used a lashon about taking food from the bad part. We don't see that. There's no indication in the Braisa that we're discussing removing food from any bad part. The Braisa doesn't seem to be implying that we're discussing that. So the Gemara says, "So he says elamar baya baya." He says, "Borer v'ocha la'alter." Someone is allowed to sort if he's eating it immediately. Which Rashi says that is not called. That's not the derech of borer. That's not the derech of sorting. That usually sort for a later period. If you're eating right now, that is mutter. Uvora umaniach la'alter. And also, a person is allowed to leave for others as well if you leave it immediately. Ulebo bayom lo yivor. However, you're not allowed to do it for consumption later that day. That's a shaila, a very big shaila. Is what does that mean? What does it mean that you're going to have it for later that day? Meaning if a woman is a shayla, let's say a woman is preparing, she's already home and her husband's in shul, is that already, if it's 2 hours before, is that already too early? That's a big shayla. How much? Maybe it has to be an hour before. So you have, everyone has to look into the halachas when it comes to these shaylas. But you shouldn't select for later that day. However, if you did select to eat it later, nasa kibar la'otzer, that's as if you're doing it for later, which is the next day, which is no different. V'chayav chatas, a person v'chayav chatas. So the Gemara says now, amra kamei de Rava. Rabbi said the explanation in front of Rava Amralu, and he said to them, Shapir Amar Nachmeni. Nachmeni said it very well. Why was this called Nachmeni? So they explain that Abaye, some say that Abaye's real name was Nachmeni, but he was raised by his uncle Rabbi, and Rabbi's father was Nachmeni. He was named after his grandfather Abaye, and he didn't want to call him Nachmeni, so therefore he gave him the nickname of Abaye. That's why everyone gave him the name Abaye, but normally, so that's why sometimes they'll say that that's why Nachmeni was his real name, say that. Others explain, Rashi explains in different places that Abaye's real name, that Abaye was his real name, and it's called Nachmeni either because he grew up in the house of Nachman, and they called him Nachmeni because of that, or that's just a nickname they used to call him, as like, because that was his father's name and he loved him a lot, he used to call him by the name of his father. That's what Rabba's nickname was for him. Either way, so that's what the Lashon of that is. But what comes out of the Gemara is that we have three klalim to how you could do borer. You have Miyad, Biyad, and Ocha Mitoch Psoles. Miyad means you have to do it for the immediate consumption. You're not allowed to do it for even, let's say, for the next day, for sure not. From Friday night to Shabbos day, you're not allowed to do borer. That's a very big thing. People don't realize that. That's fully, you're in Chayav Achatas. That's a Din D'Oraisa of borer, even if you're taking the good from the bad for a much later point of the day. So how late? Again, that's a Shayin L'Achronim, but it has to be for what's called immediate consumption. Preparing for the next meal might be mutter in circumstances where it's close enough to that meal. That's the first one of miyad. Biyad means using your hand, not using a sifter or anything like that to sort out even the good from the bad, not using or anything that's similar to that. There's a shaila. How are you allowed to use a fork? How many is a fork? Maybe that's a kli. Maybe that should be similar to the example of the dinder abanan, which is aser, right? Maybe that's the example of the tray that we saw, the kanan v'tamchoy. Maybe that should be the dinder abanan. So I think those are Moshe. I think Achronim give this general exception. They say that you're just an extension of your hand. It's just easier than taking with your hand. They're going to use a fork to take out the piece of fish that you wanted. So that's not called borer. That would not be an example. And then olcha mitoch pesoles is that a person has to take out the good from the bad. That's very important also. Do not remove the bad parts that you don't like, even like within a chalant, let's say. Certain parts of the chalant you don't like, that's very much going to be a taroves, and you have to be very careful not to take the parts, even a soup, let's say chicken soup, to be careful how you take chicken soup. Again, very lemaisa for very many minidinim. These three rules, a person should get them down and try to learn as best as he can the halachas of borer, because they are numerous, and there's a lot of them that come up in Hilchos Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues. Hayu lefanav shnei minei ochen. A person, two types of food before a person. Ubirer v'achal, and he took one of them and he ate it. Ubirer v'aniach, but he took one of them and he left it for others. Ravashi matne pat. Ravashi says you'd be pater of alasr. Says I have over a dinder abana, but not over a dinder raisa. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'difti misne chayav. Rabbi b'difti says you're going to be chayav. Achatas from chayav medor raisa. So the Gemara has a question over here. The Gemara says Ravashi matne pater. Rav Ashi taught that you should be pater, that you're not chayav midoraisa, but tanei chayav, but the Braisa teaches explicitly, you are going to be chayav. So why does Rav Ashi seemingly go against the Braisa? So the Gemara says, Lokasha abekadim v'tamchay. No, Rashi was talking about using the tray, as we discussed before, the large plate. Those examples are not, that was like klachar, yeah, so that's only resembles it, that's only a dinder abanan, you're not going to be chayav. However, benafavik farah, when it comes to the sieve or the sifter, we said over there that we would agree, Ravashi would agree, that would be chayav midoraisa. Now the Gemara says, Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar Shabbat the Rav Bibi Havya. So Rav Dimi came from Bava, he said a story that would not happen in Eretz Yisrael, that it was the Shabbos of Rav Bibi, he was the in Shabbos Rebbe, Rashi explains that he was the Shabbos Rebbe with all the Tamidim, the Iklu Rabami Virabasi, and Rabami Vasi came to visit him. Shada Kamayo Kalkala de Pere, Philadelphia Mishum de Savar Olcha Matel Psalasasar, Mishumai Nafed Mechavin. So Rabibi threw the baskets of fruits before everyone. Rashi explains, Rav Bibi didn't want to do borer on the fruits. He didn't want to take off the leaves and give everyone the fruits. So therefore, he spread the thing of the entire basket in front of everyone. And so the Gemara is saying, we're not sure why he did that. Maybe because he held that you're taking the food from the bad part, and he wasn't doing it miyad. He wasn't doing it right away. So therefore, he just left it out like that. Or because he was just showing everyone, putting all the fruits in front of everyone, so showing Ayin Yafa to see how many fruit there, the abundance of fruits, how nice it is, how much fruit they have. So we weren't sure exactly what the svara was of why Rav Bibi did that. So the Gemara quotes another case. The Gemara says, Chizkiya Amar, Haborer Turmisim Mitoch Psalah Shalem. If someone takes these lupines, we had this Turmisim before, right? The Gemara and Shlakos discussed this, and the Gemara and Brachos discussed this. So the Shlakos together. The Gemara says over there, if you take them from the bad part of them, after you cook them, you take the edible away from the shell, then chayav, you're going to be chayav. The Gemara says, Lema Kasar Vechizkiya Olcha Mitoch Psalah Shalem. But you're taking the good part, you're taking the edible part and removing the bad part. So what's the problem over here? Isn't that the regular example of Borer, which should be Mutter if you're doing it at least Miyad? So the Gemara says, "Shiny terminacy, no. These lupine beans are different because the shakle shiva zimni. You have to boil them 7 times. That's why we had them in the sugi over there. Lo shakle misrach. If you don't, they're going. We will go with that kirsa that it spoils kipsolas b'tochol chadami. Then that's going to be similar, like taking away bad from the good, because these beans would spoil in the state that they're in now. It's going to be considered psolas b'tochol if you're removing them, because that is something that's not edible for you right now. So therefore, it's going to be like you're taking away the bad from the good. Now the next mission, the analyze is the next part of the mission, which says atochen, someone who's grinding. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa Hayman departed silka, someone who chops beets into very, very small pieces, chay mishum tochen, you're going to be chayev on the malacha of tochen. Why? Because just as we see that when it comes to tochen, you're dividing something into very, very small, in very small particles, so too, when you chop them into extremely small pieces, then you'd be chayev on that nekuda as well, the told of the pashtas of the malacha of tochen. A person has to be careful. There's a quote of halacha lemaisa that a person has to be careful when he is cutting fruits and vegetables. That's a very big shiloh over there. And the Rashba quoted around has a big kula. He says that this is just like borer, the sugya borer we just saw before, is mutter biyad, miyad, to do it right away. He believes that it should be mutter to cut them very finely if it is right away. The Mishnah Berurah does recommend being machmir against these shitas, because a lot of different achronim disagree with this. He says that if someone is somech on this, then it's not going to, you don't have to yell at him, but the lechatchila person shouldn't be sumech on him. You should leave the pieces out a little bigger. It's very nogea, someone's cutting Israeli salad. You should be careful not to cut to leave them a little bigger than you normally would, to cut the tomatoes and the cucumbers, to cut them a little bigger than you normally would, because otherwise you get into shilas over here of doing it. Again, if you have the mi'ad, if you're doing it right away for that suda, then as the getter for borer, then we might be makel, but the person should ask his rav how best to do the Israeli salad, very nogea lemaisa, this memra from Rav Papa. The market is Amar of Menashe, Ayman, the salad silta, someone also is chopping very thin wood, chayav mishum tochen, you're going to be chayav and grinding similarly. Amar Avashi in kubed amashcha, if he's particular about the size of each chip, you're measuring it out, then chayav mishum mechatech, we see that someone is cutting with precision and cares about the amount that he's cutting, that would be a chiyav midar reisa as well of mechatech, and that's very nogir for a lot of things also. Let's say a lot of people hold by opening the soda bottles, even the plastic, and the Rav Yashiv held, there's also an issue of mechatech. Why? Because you're now cutting the bottom from the top, and that's going to be a specific size. But Rav Shlomo Zelman at Heter, he says no, because in that situation, I don't care what the size is. I didn't care if the bottom part was half the way. I just care that my bottle is open. Since I don't care about the size, there's a kula. Okay, a lot of examples of when mechatech should apply, about caring about the size or not, even soda cans, let's say, is more. A lot of people have the problem with mechatech. That's another nogia shayla of cutting. Okay, the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, "V'halasha ofe." You had kneading and baking. Mara says now, "Arim Rav Papa shavek tani dan bishul simanim." Our Mishnah took away. Why did you use not bishul? Why did you use the lashon of ofe of baking? Why the cooking of the herbs? That was the Havi Mishkan. That was done in the process of building the Mishkan. Benaket ofe, and you're discussing the baking, which wasn't mentioned in the Mishkan at all. This seems to be a raya brua to what we mentioned on the beginning of last Amud, is that the bishul is like Rashi and Tosfos assume that the malachos that are mentioned in the Mishnah are dafka things in preparation of the binyan of Mishkan. Because ofe you did have in the Mishkan. You had ofe of the lechem apanim every week. So it must be not like the rach and this is a raya that they bring against that other sheet in the gonim that held that it was even things that were done as karbanos. This seems to be beferis like Rashi and Tosfos, because we're mentioning akasha, why are we mentioning the baking of ofe? So the Gemara answers, tana didan, sidura de patnakas. The Paznaka, the Aur Tana, is mentioning Dafka, the things that are in order of making bread, therefore he mentions baking rather than cooking, even though it's not necessarily things that were done in the Bishul of the Simanim was done to build the Mishkan, and not the Ofe shouldn't necessarily be mentioned. Okay, now the Gemara continues on the Malacha of baking. Amar Avachavar Ivria, Hai Man Deshade Sakisa Leituna. That someone, you put a peg into an oven to dry, so then Chayev Mishum Evashir, going to be Chayev for the Malacha of cooking. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, this obvious. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'u de same, I would have said, L'shrure mane kamechaven kamash malan. The Gemara is saying, I would have said that maybe all you're doing is, you're intending to strengthen the utensil. Well, and that the peg is hardened by the oven, in contrast to the cooking, to the bishul, in which, what do? The fire softens the item from being cooking. Therefore, you have to tell me that they're going to be, therefore, kamash malan, demifre rafi v'adra kamayit. We're going to teach you the chiddush that the wood is softened in the oven, and then only afterwards does it harden. So now the Gemara says similar. Amar Rabba Rahuna, Haiman de Atra Kufra Chayev Meshum Mevashel. If it says someone who boils this type of pitch is going to be Chayev for the Malacha of cooking, to which the Gemara asks, also Pshita, then why would you assume that pitch is any different? You're cooking it. What's the Shaila? So the Gemara says, Madhusim, I would have said the following. Kevan de Hadar Ve'uksha Emalo Kamash Balan. I would have told you, your person, it's going to harden afterwards, is not considered cooking. You would have thought that since the pitch was hard before it was cooked, and ultimately be hard after it's cooked, that the boiling in the meantime is not going to be a problem of boiling. Therefore, you have to teach you that no, the change is considered, this temporary change is considered cooking, and you're mechayev mevchum mevasha. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Hayman de Avid Chavita, someone who makes a clay cheresh ashes, or earthenware barrel. Chayev mishum sheva chatos, is going to be chayev seven different malachas. What are they? Rashi explains, you're done with tochen, because you grind them together into fine small pieces, and then you do bore, you sort out the large pebbles from the small ones, then you do meraki, you're going to sift it up, and then Rashi says you're going to do lush, you're going to knead the dirt with the water, mimachek, you're going to smooth it, and then from the structure of the barrel, and then you're going to mavir, you're going to light the fire, and then you're going to be ofer, you're going to by baking the barrel in order to harden it. Rashi points out you're not going to be ofer chofer because you didn't need the dirt, and that's malacha shenitzrich l'gufa. Okay, those are seven. A tanura, however, if you make it in an oven, then you've done an extra malacha, mishum shmona chataz, you're going to chayev an extra malacha, because you are also chayev, Rashi says, you're also going to be chayev of makib patish, because you finished making the oven in that manner, and that's considered the finishing touch on the oven, you'll be chayev another chataz, all for the process of making this barrel. Now the Gemara turns, Amar Abaye, Haiman de Ovid Chalta, someone who makes this type of loud, a receptacle from reeds, chayev acharas chatos. You're going to be chayev 11 different chatos. What are they? Rashi says, first is going to be kotzer and noteh, because you're uprooting the reeds, and then you're also planting because you're helping the growth of the plants. And then ma'amer, you're going to be gathering the you're going to be gathering the reeds together. Then you're going to be borer the good ones that you wanted. Then you're going to be memachik, you're smoothing them out. Then you're going to be making them very threshed. You're going to cut them very thin, which is tochen. And then you're also going to be chatech, you're cutting them up into a specific size. Then also you're going to be the mesach, you're going to be setting up the warp. Then you're going to be also osish to beit nirin, you're looping the two reeds around, and then you're going to be putting them in position. That's osish bat nirin. And then also you're going to be over the din of oreg, of weaving, and also going to be of mechatech, of cutting the reeds, and then also, which would actually point out, we already did mechatech, we counted that, no, meaning cutting the reeds at the final position, which would be makeh bepatish, those are the 11 that you are going to be chayav. However, if you put it in your mouth, even another one, you're going to be chayav shloshes rechatas, you're going to be chayav an extra two. You're going to be chayav more of sowing, and also of oreg, and also of kosher, of tying the threads together. So that is all of them. The Gemara now continues analyzing the hemshech of the Mishnah. Goes as a semer val melabno, someone who shears the wool and he whitens it. Amar Rabbi Rachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a tovet semer shalgavi behima b'shabes, someone who spins wool and in the back of animals, chayav shalosh chatos. We still chayav three different chatoses. Achas mizagogas, one because of shearing. Achas mishmenapet, one of them because you're combing. Achas mitovet, one of them because of spinning. To which the Gemara objects. Rav Kahana Amar ain't derech gziza bekach. That's not the general way that you shear things. Ve'ezes derech menapet bekach, and that's also not the way you do combing. Ve'ein derech tave bekach. This is also not the manner in which you normally do spinning. You're not going to be chayav any of them. The Gemara says v'lo, but that's not true. Ve'atanya mishmei derabbi Nechemia shotu beizim v'tov beizim. In the Mishkan, what do? They wash the hairs on the goats and they spun on the goats while it was on the goats. Alva. We see that this is the normal manner of doing it because that's how they did it in the Mishkan. Gemara says, that it was extremely smart people able to construct the Mishkan with that. That's not the way of derech normal people. Since normal people didn't do it that way, that would not be over the din of the, that's not the normal derech still for normal people. So therefore, it's not going to be the derech ha-bakach, it's not going to be chayav the ab-malacha. Gemara continues, Taner Rabbanan. We're talking the examples of shearing. Hatolish is a knanaf, someone who plucks off a feather from the wing of a bird, and then, or that komto, Rashi says that you like take off, you chip off the top feather, which is thin, and you're gonna use it for, you're using to stuff a pillow. The morto, and also you pull off some of its hairs, and you're gonna be chayav mishum shoshkas, you're gonna be chayav three different katasas. You did three different malachas. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, or Ve'amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Tolesh Chayav Mishum Gozes. If someone is plucking the feather, you're going to be Chayav for Gozes of shearing. Why? Because it's equivalent to shearing the wool from a sheep. Just like plucking the feather off a bird, so if you have a shearing of the sheep, it would be the same Chiyav. So then the Gemara says, Kotem Chayav Mishum Echatech. If someone clips, he's going to be Chayav on the count of cutting. Memaratet Chayav Mishum Machek. If someone is pulling off, he's going to be Chayav of the malacha of smoothing, because this is similar to the act of removing hair from the skin, which Rashi says that was the malacha of a machek of smoothing. Now the Gemara continues, a kosher v'matir, someone is tying and untying. Kshir v'mishkan eichiyavi. How was there tying in the Mishkan? Amarava, she came kosher in besedos ohalim, that they would tie the curtains onto the pegs of the tents. The Gemara asks, who kosher almanas latir who? But that case is tying in order to untie. So tying such a night, you're not going to be chayv in tying in order to untie. Only for a kesher shel kayama, permanent. So the Gemara says, Elamar Abaye, she came orgeg yurios, the people. The people who are the curtain weavers in the Mishkan, Nifsika Man Neimak Shor Mosam. They had a thread on their break, they would tie it back together. And that knot would be permanent, and it was a permanent knot, which would be a permanent knot, which is also, it is a deraisa. So the Gemara says, Akasha on Rava, on Abaye. The Gemara says, Emelie Rava, Rava asked on Abaye, Tarat the kosher, you answered the case of tying. We're going to say about untying. Where was there not untied in the Mishkan? That's going to be the Chi of deraisa we learned from. You're going to say that you put the two knots together side by side in jizzing strings. So then, Share Chad Vekatir Chad, you would untie one of them and tie the other one. That can't be the source of the Isra Malacha, because before a king, we would never do that, right? We would never untie these strings in this obvious hole in the middle of the fabric. That would not be a proper way. That's not a proper way to make a curtain for even a king. So then, that's how they would make it in the Mishkan. They would avoid tying these knots next to each other on the adjacent strings, so they can't be that was the way the Malacha was done in the Mishkan. So the Gemara gives a different answer. Amar Rava, Beitim Rabbi Elai, Shekein, Tzadei Chulaz, Kosher Matirin. The people who had trapped the Chilazon, they would tie and untie their nets. The Chilazon nets were tied permanent together. Sometimes they needed to untie them, Amanas, to tie them again in another way, in another knot, and that would be the Chi of Dereisa, and that would be the Chilazon, which we make the Tcheles they needed in the Mishkan. That is what they needed. Okay, I'll pick up Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. I'll tell first state Firos and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.